I should have popped popcorn at home. Now that I'm thinking about it. Or gone to a movie theater and gotten a bucket.
I mean, we're a little out of practice on watching movies. We'll catch back up.
You're okay. What is that? What is a what is a movie at movie theater? Yeah. Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. My name is Carly Duke, and here with me today is Chris Roby.
Hey, guys.
So, Chris.
Yes.
We have another, I feel like I did this last time too, but it's worth it, I think.
Okay.
There's another week coming up.
Another one?
Another, like, celebration. I don't know why I'm acting like this one is super exciting, because it kind of is, but it's also...
Is this a celebration?
Schools turn it into a celebration.
I guess though. So, yeah, yeah. It's hard to keep up with all the weeks. I got three kids at the same school, and the weeks just keep coming, like the themes.
I know. Yeah. So many themes. But this one is a big one that I feel like our country recognizes, and a lot of schools do dress-up days and theme days and stuff around it,
mm-hmm.
and that is Red Ribbon Week.
By the way, you get to say Red Ribbon Week every time.
I said that very slowly.
You said that much better than I can.
Because I had to say it slowly because I knew it might turn into...
It's easy to trip up on that.
Tongue twister.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Red Ribbon Week is this week. It started in 1985. And if you didn't know, it's the nation's largest and longest running drug use prevention campaign.
Gotcha. I don't know. It's been around that long.
I know. That's a lot. And so this year's theme is Drug Free Looks Like Me. I'm not going to lie. I looked at the poster. Some of these things are a little cheesy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. But I think the thought behind it of let's take time to talk about drug use and drug prevention is needed.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's getting what's in the darkness out in the light. And I would also say, too, it starts talking about this subject really young because, you know, as far as I know, it's kind of, they talk about in age-appropriate terms, you know, the younger that they are. But I know my younger kids have come home talking about it, but talking about it in a way that they can understand.
Yeah, I agree. I remember these weeks like when I was little and in school, and this was something that we always did at our school, and we had police officers or other drug prevention people come in and talk to us. And so this was a big deal.
Yep.
So let's see. Episode 16, I believe, we did a trend that week was we talked about drug terms. And so that's been a few episodes before, but go check that one out if you missed it and you're kind of wanting more about drugs, because we're not going to talk as much about actual drug use today, but kind of talking about how can we celebrate Red Ribbon, Red Ribbon Week, or how can you kind of support what maybe your school, your kid's school is doing, and bring that conversation home as well. So that one has some good resources in it, that episode 16. But I'm also going to link in the show notes this interactive chart. And I saw this and it's cool. So it lets you see stats and trends by grade level and drug types. You can select what drug you're interested in seeing. And it'll kind of show you the trends over the last few years if you're interested in that. Let's see. I pulled just a couple of stats. So from 2017 to 2019, vaping nicotine doubled for 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th graders.
Wow.
And it stayed there in 2020.
Yeah.
So that's one that's gone up quite a bit that I think a lot of times kids don't think about that as drug use.
No, no. Especially vaping, it almost feels like they're cheating a little bit. You know, like right. This isn't really smoking. I can do this. And of course, the flavors are a big part of it, right? And
we also did a vaping episode as well.
We
go
did.
Back and catch that one.
Yeah, we did. But there's a reason that those numbers doubled for sure.
Right. And so that's something to be aware of because it can affect school performance. It can affect other things as well. And then marijuana use has decreased slightly in 2020. But for 12th graders, still 21.1% say that they smoke monthly. That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still, so that's one that's kind of the biggest one that you might see kids using. But go check out that other episode for more on that.
And I would also say, too, you know, we'll talk about this more as we go along, but the importance of this conversation right now with kids coming back to school, I'll be really interested to see as they study this period of time with pandemic and being out of school and the stresses of the pandemic, how drug use changed mm-hmm. during that time. I would anticipate it probably increased during that time. I know a lot of the schools we're working with presently, our lead groups in an alternative school, and a lot of those kids are there for drug use or selling or usage. And so it's pretty prevalent right now.
Yeah. I think I saw trends. They went down a little bit during pandemic because there wasn't as much access
mm-hmm.
and they weren't being pressured by friends. But I'm sure as school's back, that is becoming a bigger issue. So this is something timely that we need to talk about. So Chris, let's talk about what are some ways that we can celebrate Red Ribbon Week.
You know, I love to celebrate.
Yes, you do.
Uh-huh.
So the first one, wearing a red ribbon, go check out the Red Ribbon Week website if you want more info on like why a red ribbon and where that all came from. But that's just something really easy, and that's just kind of a for this week, hey, this is, I'm against drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a visible way that you can do that, maybe have your kid do it. So that's mm-hmm. that's an easy one.
Absolutely. I think having the conversation with your kids about drugs and the dangers, it's a week like that where they're already talking about it on campus mm-hmm. to reinforce that. And you know, the resources that they provide through their website kind of might give you some scripts and some ways to do that. But, you know, having an open conversation about, and if you've listened to our podcast very long, ideally guilt-free conversations yeah. around this subject of, you know, understanding that it isn't just a moral thing. It's obviously that's one of those things, but there's real dangers involved with this and the roads that will take you down. Mm-hmm. It's worth having that conversation during this week.
So another thing too is drug-free packs are big. This is something that the schools talk about. And then I'll also post a sample pledge mm-hmm. that I saw online. So this is something that you can make. Kind of, I think the pledges for adults was that you would talk about it, that you would support your student, and that you would encourage a drug-free life, that you wouldn't model drug use mm-hmm. as an adult. And then there's also a sample one for kids on there as well. So this could be something that maybe they do with their friends or do with their school. But I remember taking this pledge, I'm not going to lie,
mm-hmm.
in like elementary school probably even. But it's the pledge to stay in school, to make the world a better place, keep my dreams alive, help others, and to keep myself drug free.
Very interesting.
So like I said, some of that wording can be a little cheesy. And so you might want to, but like I said, maybe encourage your student, hey, will you take a look at this and maybe write up what do you want to pledge?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not even something that they need to give back to you, but like, hey, why don't you think through some of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be in the future? And what do you need to do right now to get there?
Right.
And let's just make that pledge that you're going to do that for yourself.
Yeah, I think too, identifying role models, you know, people that they look up to, and just kind of thinking through, do they use drugs as, mm-hmm. as a part? And so, you know, a lot of kids are enamored with athletes or, you know, high performers, people who are really, you know, peak of their industry. And, you know, outside of a few situations, probably are drug free, and, you know, drugs aren't really a part of their success, you know?
Right.
And so kind of pointing them towards what is it they want to be. But also I think looking, you know, there's 1,000 stories of people who, you know, high profile people who were taken down by drug use, and mm-hmm. just kind of see, is this a path we want to take? Right. And so you can kind of see both sides of that as well. And I would also say to kind of go back to what I was talking about with talking to your kids about drugs and the dangers of drugs, but also being realistic about the why behind drug use. And it's a coping mm-hmm. mechanism, right? It's, you know, the kids that we work with that are in trouble for drugs or addicted, it's a way to kind of escape a really horrible life sometimes, or a way to deal with stress in a way that is kind of fun. And but I think it's hard to take something like that away or encourage them to not do that and not replace it with something healthy, you
right.
know? And so I think this is a great opportunity to talk about healthy coping mechanisms of healthy ways of dealing with stress you know, finding ways that kids can do that. And, you know, if you're not going to use drugs and you're stressed out, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's a great time for a conversation like that.
Yeah, I think when I think celebrities, too, especially that come to mind are Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
and Dax Shepard
mm-hmm.
are two that are very open about their drug use and how it tanked their career, it tanked their personal lives, and how just devastating their drug use was. Mm-hmm. And they're two that aren't perfect, mm-hmm. but are open about how they've overcome that.
Right.
And now their professional lives are so much better, but it's because they're drug-free.
Right.
And so you're right. Like, talking through what does that look like when someone can completely ruin their life, but also what are ways that we can cope and deal with not just the drug use, but what's behind it.
Mm-hmm. And I think they also talk to a lot about how they cope now.
Yeah.
You know, and I know especially with Dax Shepard, he talks a lot about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that's stuff to look into. Maybe watch the language coming from,
yeah,
those,
yeah,
from,
yeah,
those two actors. Can't, in particular.
Cannot endorse that, but yeah.
But that's something to look into. And then finally, if your school has Red Ribbon Week activities or dress-up days or celebrations, like we talked about, a lot of schools around here, I know, do that across the board. Encourage your students to participate. Mm-hmm. If you're a teacher or counselor, point out kids who are participating and look for ways to kind of praise that and encourage that behavior as well. Because this is something that we want to make a big deal because it is. Mm-hmm. That choice is a big deal. Okay, Chris, we talked about this a few episodes ago, and I'm finally ready to come back and give my opinion.
Carly, didn't we make a promise that it was going to be the next episode we were reviewing?
I think so.
Life happens, you know?
Life happens, and I had to get my stuff together and actually sit down and watch Dear Evan Hansen and The Wonder Years.
Did you eat popcorn while you did?
I actually, oh man, I've got to think about that. I don't think I did. I really wanted to see Dear Evan Hansen in theaters. Mm-hmm. However, I'm somewhat limited by children stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there around us, there were like no showings during the day. Mm. They were all at night. They're very limited. Now, maybe it's because it's been out for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. But in case you didn't know, you can now stream Dear Evan Hansen. So you can rent it. I think I got it from YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can watch it at home if you want to. So I did not have the full movie experience.
Okay.
But still not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should have popped popcorn at home, now that I'm thinking about it. Or gone to a movie theater, okay, and gotten a bucket.
I mean, we're a little out of practice on watching movies. We'll catch back up.
You're, yeah, okay. What is that? What is a, yeah, what is a movie at, it a is, movie theater?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll post some links, but like I said, you can rent it on streaming platforms. To give a quick breakdown, we might have done this last time, but now that
we didn't go into a whole lot of detail, if I remember right.
No, I don't think so. So an actual quick breakdown from a non-professional movie reviewer. Me.
We need like some cool bumper music for that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to take off and I'm going to become a movie reviewer, Chris.
Okay.
I'm ready for it. So, Evan Hansen is a lonely, socially anxious senior in high school. He has a therapist who gives him some homework to write letters to himself. So, Dear Evan Hansen and stuff that he would want to tell himself.
Right.
Connor Murphy, who at the very beginning is this angry loner high school student, steals his letter off the printer, and then he is found with it after he kills himself.
Wow.
So this leads Connor's family to believe that his last letter was to Evan Hansen because the top said, Dear Evan Hansen.
Mm.
So that leads to a whole bunch of stuff, like the Murphy family invites him over and just wants to talk because they're like, you're his only friend. He never had friends, but his last letter was to you, so tell us about him. And Evan feels awkward because, mm-hmm, once again, socially anxious.
Yeah.
And so he makes up all these stories about this friendship. He creates fake emails as proof that he and Connor were friends and what they said back and forth and that Connor was trying to turn his life around. And then he makes a speech at the memorial service for Connor and people record it. And it's the kind of highlight song of the musical. It's a musical, in case, mm-hmm, I didn't say,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's kind of the highlight song of this whole musical, and people record it, and it gets shared everywhere. And so then Evan Hansen gets popular, and his life turns around, but then obviously things get tricky as people find out that he was making it all up.
Hmm. Plot twist.
Plot twist. Mm-hmm. I won't give fully away, but I will say this is not like a leave you warm and fuzzy mm-hmm. movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the first half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the music was good. And then after the speech, I kind of got to a point where I was like,
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but I didn't leave going like, man, I feel great
mm-hmm.
about where this went.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a tough story. I mean, yeah. as you're describing that, but it kind of gets kind of really cringeworthy after a while of this kid who's socially anxious and all of a sudden is making up a whole story, almost a whole new identity of of this kid who cared about this kid, and he's the only one that cared about him or whatever, and it wasn't true.
Right. And so it's a very interesting look at someone who is lonely, really two people who are very lonely. Mm-hmm. The music, I would encourage you to listen to the soundtrack if you don't have time to listen to the whole, watch the whole movie. But some of the words, because it's coming from a perspective I don't feel like we hear much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that leading character socially anxious very often in our media. And so it's very interesting. I'm like, at one point in the first song, Waving Through a Window, he says, like, can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? So it's very much just, I feel alone. At one point, Evan says, face it, would anyone even notice if I just disappeared tomorrow?
Hmm.
And so this idea of, like, I'm not seen by anyone is really sad. It also is a very interesting look at different ways to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
So when Connor dies, his mom is just looking for good memory. She just wants to talk. She's the one who really pushes Evan to make up these stories, even though she's not doing it intentionally, but she just wants more. Tell me more about my son.
Mm-hmm.
The stepdad is very much in the avoidance denial. He doesn't want to talk about it. At one point, Connor's sister says he didn't even cry at the funeral.
Hmm.
That he's very much in denial. And then Zoe, the sister, is very angry.
Hmm.
And you see that play out. She lashes out at her mom of Connor was a horrible person and goes through all the horrible things that he did to her and their family. And so it's three very different ways to grieve, but I thought were poignant and really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then from a, I feel like I've seen this happen, whether it is suicide or another tragic loss, but the way that the students at school react.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very much, they all pretend to know Connor. They leave stuff at his locker. They hold this memorial service. They all want to talk to Zoe now. Then when Evan gives a speech, they all want to talk to Evan, even though no one talked to him when he was alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like we see that.
I remember, and I don't know if you remember this, Carly, we early days of Teen Life, we had a string of student deaths that were kind of hit close to home here. And that was one of the things that we heard from a lot of school staff about was almost having to manage isn't the right word, but to work with students on how they grieved, because it would sometimes alienate other students. And because sometimes it would be a YouTube video that someone would produce and put up, and then, but it really left key elements out of that kid's story that someone else really cared about. And so it ended up causing the way that someone grieved was judged, you know? And so, especially with social media, that's, I mean, everything's up for judging now. Right. And so, so depending on how much a kid would outwardly grieve, you know, people would take notice of that. And so for an awkward kid like this, that would be really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm. And it is an interesting look at going viral in the midst of tragedy. And it kind of takes a look at that. Another part I just want to mention, there's a song in there called Anonymous Ones. And there's this girl at school that Evan talks to that she's president. She seems to have it all together. She has all these campaigns going. And she says us at one point. He goes, you have nothing in common with me.
Hmm.
And she says, there are a lot of people who feel like us, people you wouldn't think. And then she sings a song and it says, the parts we can't tell, we carry them well, but that doesn't mean they're not heavy.
Hmm.
And I thought that was so good of kids who look like they have it all together, they carry it well, but that doesn't mean that they're not struggling on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought that was a really good thing. And then that very much turns on you are not alone is this theme that's just gone over and over again. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of going into the tip a little bit. Do you mind if we do that? We don't usually do that, but I'm just going to roll right into the tip. Are you good with that?
Your producer.
Boom. Yep. I'm making a decision. Yep. So, well, wait, no. I take it back. I don't want to go to the tip.
I was really excited about this change. This Carly said, and I'm going to take control of this.
Put a pin in it.
Okay.
And we're going to come back for the tip.
Okay. All right.
Because I want to talk about the Wonder Years really quick.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So the Wonder Years is another TV show that we mentioned, and that started back up. It comes on Wednesday nights. And this is, if you watched the original Wonder Years, this is from the perspective of a Black family.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched, I maybe am one episode behind, but I've watched most of them. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten a chance to watch this one?
I have not yet, no.
So this is one that's a really interesting and different perspective. They don't shy away from talking about race and what that looked like at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in the 70s. Is that right?
60s.
So one of the first episodes, or maybe the first episode, is when Dr. King is killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it talks about how the family interacts with that and how they react to this pillar of just this black man that everyone loved and was doing incredible work, and what that did for their family and their community when he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then even how the school interacted, these white teachers, how they're interacting to the black kids in their class after that happened. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been wanting to talk about race with your kids, this could be a good show to watch because it covers it.
Yep.
However, I would say watch it together. It's also something, it's on ABC, I think, in primetime. So it's not crazy, but one episode, definitely the whole episode's about porn.
Okay.
So, which back then, porn, like magazines, like these, they're younger boys, but I think middle school age, maybe, maybe late elementary, but they get into their dad's magazine collection. Mm-hmm. And so they don't show anything, but they talk about that for a whole episode. So if you have like a younger kid and you're watching, you're going, Carly, what have you done? Now we have to talk about porn too. So just know that that is a thing. But it is just a really interesting show. And like I said, from a perspective of that time period that we don't always get to hear. Okay, now we're back to the tip.
All right.
Are you ready? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was really geared up for it, and then you just ripped it back.
I know. I like ripped the rug right up from under you. So, but the tip, going back to Evan Hansen, dear Evan Hansen, is as I was watching this, I couldn't help but think how often kids are left alone and ignored until something tragic happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pay attention. Mm-hmm. And that makes me so sad because we need to be paying attention earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids need to pay attention earlier. And so as I was watching, I was just thinking the power of story.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that. But my tip this week is watch something this week that is about a character who's different than you or your student.
Oh, cool.
So whether that's something like The Wonder Years, if it's about a different race, or something like Dear Evan Hansen, there's a lot of options out there. But something that is told from a perspective that can help you and your student gain a different perspective and understanding.
Yeah, and I think any way that we can start that conversation up about the other, you know, and just for lack of a better term, of someone who isn't like you, maybe ask them, you know, who in your class doesn't talk, or who, you know, in the lunchroom do you see sits by themselves, and that doesn't mean you have to go and automatically be their friend, but what do you think life looks like from their point of view? What stories do you think they would have to tell? I think that would be a really powerful way to engage in difference.
Yeah, and I just think, like I said, story is powerful. And so I think at one point in Dear Evan Hansen, Evan is talking to Connor's mom, and he says he doesn't have any friends. And her response is, then they must not know you.
Hmm.
And so this idea that there are kids at school who look different, who act different, who might be loners, but maybe they're just not understood.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can engage in conversation and just put our students around different stories, even if they're fictional,
mm-hmm.
I think that's going to lead to more empathy and for them to maybe look at a student in school and be like, maybe I just don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not that they're different or weird. Maybe I just don't understand them yet, and so I should get to know them. Now, we're not trying to put all this pressure on students that if they had talked to someone, then maybe everything would have changed. But there is part of that. If they had understood, maybe it would be different.
And I think there's a cultural narrative around someone who's a little bit different that maybe there's something wrong with them, or maybe they're not making good choices. And I'll tell you, Carly and I have led support groups for years at Teen Life. This is what we do. And that's where we hear these stories of kids who are different, who don't quite fit in, and who struggle.
Right.
And I asked this question to my group of boys a couple of weeks ago. It's like, do adults listen to you? Like, nope.
Hmm.
And so if adults aren't listening, then those stories aren't getting out.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, stories like Dear Evan Hansen, where it takes a tragedy for someone to actually hear your story, doesn't really need to work that way, you know. We know based upon our work in groups that students will talk.
Right.
And they've got incredible stories, and it makes a lot more sense when you hear the stories.
Right. And I think so, a challenge for students, but a challenge for adults, like you're saying, adults need to be paying attention and asking questions, especially if you work in a school setting or in a setting with teenagers. But going back to support groups, every time when students share, they feel alone, they find someone else in that group that goes, no, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that too.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got to share that story first, and that story has to be heard first. And so make an effort this week to get to know someone else's story.
All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thank you so much for listening. A special thanks to Carly Duke and to Kelly Fan for producing this podcast. Also to Luke Cabrera for our awesome podcast music. If you want to know more about Luke and his music, check out his contact info in the description. Well, this podcast is for the helpers, and we really hope you feel helped. If there's something we haven't talked about or a topic that you're really interested in, email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo, and we will do our best to get to that topic. We will see you next week.